Gecenin bir yarısı ter içinde uyandım da. Gecenin bir yarısı sen kaybolursun.
And you're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. With four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen. Where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral 4, all.net. And we finished up the first hour today on Global Agogo with the best of the new Anatolian rock that's out there right now, at least in my opinion. That last band that you heard isn't Turkish at all. They're called Shadalites. They are actually from Tel Aviv, Israel. And their latest album is called Eilaj. It was released in March by Batov Records, which is an Israeli label. And from that album, you heard the song Midnight Sweat by Shadalites. Before that, it was Meryl Polat, who is from Turkish Kurdistan, now based in the Netherlands. And her first album, which came out at the end of 2022, was a big favorite of mine. And her second album is called Maidan. It's going to be it's scheduled for release now. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to come out. And we heard the first single from that album, which is called Maidan Agel, or Come to the Square. So sort of the title track of that new album. Meryl Polat, actually better known as an actor than as a singer. Lots of credits in theater and movies and TV as well. But she's a great singer, and she has a fantastic band. So I'm looking forward to hearing this new album. I love that first single from it. Before that, I had to slip in a vintage track into the otherwise new music in that set. And you heard from Selda Bajan, Moalar, or Selda Bajan and the Mongols. From 1972, we heard the song Kalanin Dibinde, I Wish I Were a Stone at the Bottom of the Castle. Is with that song title. Well, the bottom of the castle, I think, is what the title means. And we started off the set with a truly international band, Darya Yildirim and Group Şimşek. Darya is of Turkish descent, but she grew up in Hamburg, Germany, a place where there's lots of Turkish emigres. The bassist, Graham Mushnek, and the guitarist, Antonin Voyant, are French. And the drummer in this band, Helen Wells, is from Cape Town, South Africa. So they really only see each other when they're rehearsing or playing or recording, which is a tough way to have a band. But it seems to be working for them because they've made some really good music so far. And they've got a brand new album out, just came out in March, and it's on Big Crown Records, which is an American label, and it was produced by Leon Michaels. And so it's got a very much of a kind of a soul. The soul aspect of their sound is definitely emphasized on this record. It's called Yarin Yoksa, is the title of the album. And we heard the very first song on the album. It's called Çiçek Açıyor from Darya Yildirim and Group Şimşek. And we're going to get the second hour underway here on Global Agogo in just a sec. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Did you know that there are about 20 farmers markets each week in Richmond and the surrounding counties? That means there is a place near your home or work where you can touch the hand that grows your food. You don't need to use much gas to gather naturally raised meats, fresh vegetables and fruit, cheeses, prepared foods, as well as a variety of craft items, all while supporting your local community. You might even be able to bicycle there. You probably can. To learn more, you can visit vdacs.virginia.gov, then click on the Virginia Grown icon for more information about farmers markets in the Richmond area. And now is the season for the farmers markets. The produce is looks fabulous right now. And it's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show today, the Colombian band Frente Cumbiero will be performing here in Richmond for the first time ever this week. They're going to be at Reveille Experiences on Wednesday, May 28th, and I'm going to spend the next two sets introducing you to their music. The second set that I play for you from here is you're going to hear what Frente Cumbiero is going to sound like on stage on Wednesday. But this first set is really going to be about Mario Galeano Toro, who's the band leader in the group. He's going to be playing mostly electronics on stage. In real life, he's a bass guitarist. He'll also be doing percussion, I think, on stage. But you're going to hear his wide range of musical interests in this first set. We're going to start with a piece that he wrote on a commission from the Kronos Quartet, so string quartet music, okay? And they are, for this piece, he has them collaborating with a dub plate that he produced. In other words, a one-of-a-kind vinyl record. The piece is called Microsurco de Liebre. And I'll tell you more about it at the end of the break. And then we're going to go on to some more interesting sounds from a musician that you're going to be able to hear in person in just a few days. So here we go, Mario Galeano Toro and performance by Kronos Quartet to get the second hour started here on Global Agogo. Thank you.
se acabó, mano.
We'll be right back.
The music of Mario Galliano, the bandleader of Frente Cumbiero, in that last set here on Global Agogo. That last track was from the Bogota Super Trio that Galliano was a part of. They are called Los Pirañas. His bandmates there are Eblis Alvarez of the Meridian Brothers and Pedro Ojeda of Romperayo. And Ojeda is also the drummer in Galliano's band, which is Frente Cumbiero, the group that's going to be coming to Reveille on Wednesday. From the latest Los Pirañas album, which was released in March on Glitterbeat Records, the album is called Una Oportunidad Más de Triunfar en la Vida. And the song that you heard was called Pateando Culos, or Kicking Ass, from Los Pirañas. Before that was Frente Cumbiero's collaboration with Minio Crusaders, a fabulous band that reimagines traditional Japanese minyo or folk music via global rhythms. They did an EP together recorded in Bogota that's in 2020 that's called Minio Cumbiero from Tokyo to Bogota. And from that EP, we heard the song Tora Joe. And before that, we heard Onda Tropica, which I think was my introduction to Mario Galliano's music, probably. This is a sprawling project that he ran and conceived along with Will Holland, who's better known as Quantic. And it brought together a wide variety of Colombian musicians of different generations. Everyone from Fruco of Fruco y Sus Tesos, the famous Colombian salsa band, to Michi Sarmiento, who played in some of those Poro big bands back in like the 1960s, maybe even the 50s. I don't know if he's that old. But then, you know, jumping forward to today, the Ana Tijoux, the well-known rapper, is on there. Nidia Góngora, the great Colombian singer from the Pacific Coast, and all kinds of musicians. And they created like a 21st century take on the whole musical treasury of Colombia. All of the traditional and indigenous styles are encompassed in what Onda Tropica does. Their first album came out in 2012, and there were two Onda Tropica albums total. I don't know if they're going to continue the project any further. But from that one, there's so many great songs on there, but I chose kind of a novelty song. It's their cover of Black Sabbath's Iron Man, done as a cumbia. Most of the rest of the album is more serious than that. And we started out with something that was also pretty serious, I guess, and that was Micro Surco de Liebres, composed by Mario Galliano Toro for the Kronos Quartet. They commissioned him to write this piece, and to do it, he made a dub plate or an edition of one record album that serves as the rhythm track for the piece. He started with just a pile of old 78s and recorded off of them just the clicks, pops, and hisses from those records, turned those on a computer into a rhythm, and then took that rhythm and pressed it onto a dub plate. So to perform the piece, one of the members of the string quartet has to start that record. There's a turntable on stage with the group. Has to start the turntable, put the tone arm down, and then sit down and start playing. And then they end the piece, as you heard, if you were listening closely, by cutting off the power to the turntable and just letting it slow down by friction, in that kind of classic, you know, way that a record sounds. And of course, the music is written to go with that. So it's highly theatrical, at least for the world of chamber music. So there's a little overview of Mario Galliano, the musician. And in our next set, I'm going to play you what his band Frente Cumbiero actually sounds like. You're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio. And we were certainly doing that in that last set. 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way to hear Global Agogo, aside from all the other stuff that I've told you throughout the show. WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs, and actually some of our shows on other days, but I do know about the whole Sunday schedule being on there, coming from their solar-powered garden shed. So you can go over there and listen to us in the great out-of-doors on what may be one of the most beautiful days of the year, which would be today. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know that, and I will announce it on the air as well.
Miles, inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
If you can believe that. I do believe that. I do believe that. And it's a great program, and it's going to be coming up in about 32 minutes here on 97.3 WRIR. Now that you've heard some of Mario Galeano's outside interests, let's dig into his working band, Frente Cumbiero. They are going to be performing at Reveille Experiences on Wednesday night, and I am going to play you right now three songs in a row from their brand new album. It's called In Concreto y Asociados. It was just released on May 1st. And let's get started with this one. This is called Michilero, right here on Global Agogo. Check this out.
We'll be right back.
And that's the sound of Frente Cumbiero from Bogota, Colombia, who will be at Reveille Experiences this coming Wednesday, May 28th. This show is highly likely to sell out. So if you're interested in going, you should check out the ticket situation ASAP, I would think. The last time I looked, there were like 12 tickets left. And I don't know what it is now. That was, I think, probably last night. And so that last track that you heard from Frente Cumbiero, this is from their previous album, not the current one, but the one before that. It's called Cera Perdida. This was one of my favorite albums of 2021. And we heard the title track of that album. It's called El Método de la Cera Perdida from 2021. Before that, you heard three songs from Frente Cumbiero's current album, and it's very current because it was just released on May 1st, and it's called In Concreto y Asociados, and In Concreto in Spanish means vague, so it's kind of a pun. It sounds like it's maybe an alternate title, an alternate band name, In Concreto y Asociados, and so we heard the three songs. The last one that you heard was called Por Sacar Un Sonido a la Calle Me Quieren Meter Preso. I'll translate that one for you. For taking a sound to the street, they want to put me in jail, is the name of that song. Before that was Parate Bueno. That one features the British tuba player Theon Cross from Sons of Kemet. So it was like a two-tuba attack on that track. And before that, and starting out the set, it was Michilero, and that one featured Diana San Miguel of La Perla and La Sonora Mazurén, which are two Bogota bands that played here in Richmond last year. And Diana was doing the vocals, the wordless vocals on there, and also playing tambor drum. And the band itself lines up this way. It's two horn players. Marco Fajardo is on saxophone and clarinet. Sebastian Rosso is on either euphonium or baritone horn, tenor tuba, whatever you want to call it, whichever one of those he's playing. I can't really tell the difference between them. And as I mentioned before, Pedro Ojeda, the drummer in Los Piranhas and Romperayo, he's the drummer in this band as well. And then Mario Galliano, the band leader, he's going to mostly be playing electronics, probably on stage, also percussion, but his main instrument in real life is bass guitar. So that's Frente Cumbiero. You are now introduced to them in some detail. I hope you enjoyed their music. As I said, it's one of my favorite bands, and I'm like super stoked that they're making a stop here in Richmond on their tour. And we're going to finish up the show today with some recent recordings of Sapeek music from southwest Madagascar. This is the kind of music that you would hear in Toliara province in Madagascar at events like funerals, weddings, and circumcision ceremonies. And there's nothing else in the world that sounds like this stuff. It is really noisy. It's really crazy. So it's not what you would have expected from that one-sentence description that I gave you. First up, it's going to be the first Sapeek brass band that I've ever heard. And I've heard a bunch of recordings of this stuff. As much of it, I listen to as much of it as I can find, basically. So this is a group called Orchestre Sacré-Cœur. The song is called Bigot de Fleur, and it's from an album of live recordings made in Madagascar that came out in September on the Maola record label. It's just called Live Sapeek Seri. After that, we'll hear from Damili and the Toliara Sapeek Band from their recently self-released album called Fijisa. We'll hear Zao Lejireo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And time permitting, which it might not be permitting because I'm talking too much, a track from a sensational new compilation from the folks at Sublime Frequencies Records called Sapeek, Modern Music from Southwest Madagascar. We'll hear Blue Blue by Mirasoa and Mahapoteke. And that's how we're going to finish up today. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at the same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard, back again with the other black music. And remember, the future is unwritten.